The Life and Messages of Chico Xavier by Russell Simmons. Introduction: The Man Who Bridged Worlds. A life dedicated to the invisible. Few figures in modern spiritual history have left as profound a legacy as Chico Xavier, the humble Brazilian medium whose extraordinary gifts unveiled the vast, intricate realities of life beyond death. For more than seven decades, he served as a messenger between the physical and spiritual realms, transcribing countless communications from departed souls and enlightened beings who sought to share their wisdom with humanity. With an unparalleled ability to channel messages through psychography, spirit-inspired automatic writing, Xavier produced over 450 books, each filled with stunning revelations that transcend religious boundaries and scientific skepticism. More than a mere medium, Chico Xavier was a force of compassion, a selfless conduit of divine love who dedicated his entire existence to alleviating human suffering. Despite the staggering number of books, letters, and teachings he brought forth, he never claimed credit for his work, insisting instead that he was only a scribe for the spirits. His life was one of quiet service, unwavering humility, and a profound devotion to God, making him not only a spiritual luminary, but also a beacon of moral integrity in an era fraught with materialism and doubt. Revealing the afterlife through the written word. Xavier's books stand as towering testaments to the continuity of life, each page infused with the voices of those who have crossed into the next world. His seminal work, Nosso Lar, Our Home, one of the most widely read spiritual books in Brazil, offers a breathtaking vision of the afterlife, describing a vibrant, structured realm where souls undergo healing, learning, and preparation for their next incarnation. Dictated by the spirit André Luiz, this and other spirit-inspired narratives provide an intricate account of the soul's journey beyond physical existence, illustrating the moral laws that govern both this world and the next. Through books such as Life Goes On, The Messengers, and Between Heaven and Earth, Xavier's psychographed works reveal a universe brimming with purpose. They depict the celestial colonies where spirits gather, the profound mechanisms of reincarnation and karma, and the ways in which our thoughts and deeds on Earth shape our destiny in the afterlife. The messages he conveyed are not abstract philosophies, but deeply personal accounts from spirits who share their struggles, transformations, and triumphs after death, testimonies that have brought comfort to millions seeking answers to life's most pressing questions. Bridging science, spirituality, and the soul's evolution. While many religious traditions offer glimpses of the afterlife, Chico Xavier's mediumship presents something even more extraordinary, a systematic, structured revelation of the spiritual dimensions, complete with descriptions of spirit hospitals, schools, and entire cities that exist in a realm just beyond our perception. His books form an intricate spiritual cosmology, one that aligns surprisingly well with emerging scientific research on consciousness, near-death experiences, and quantum theories suggesting the non-locality of the soul. But Xavier's work is not merely about what happens after we die, it is about how we should live. His spirit guides emphasize that the key to progress, both on Earth and in the beyond, lies in the cultivation of love, forgiveness, and selfless service. He taught that suffering is not a punishment, but a process of refinement, that every soul is given endless opportunities for growth, and that the divine justice governing existence is far more merciful and compassionate than we can imagine. The purpose of this book. This book is an invitation to journey through the life, teachings, and breathtaking revelations of Chico Xavier, to explore not only the messages he channeled, but the immense significance of his mission. We will uncover the deeper mysteries of reincarnation, the celestial hierarchies of spiritual mentors, the purpose of suffering, and the cosmic order that shapes our existence. Each chapter draws from Xavier's extensive body of work, offering an intricate portrait of the soul's eternal voyage and the boundless wisdom awaiting those who seek the truth. Chico Xavier was more than a man. He was a bridge between worlds, a luminous thread connecting the material and spiritual planes, offering humanity a map to navigate the unseen realms that await beyond the threshold of death. Through his words, we glimpse the grandeur of our own spiritual potential, the vast landscapes of the afterlife, and the unbreakable thread of divine love that binds us all together, now and forever. 1. The humble beginnings of a divine mission. A child of poverty and prophecy. Chico Xavier's journey began in the unassuming town of Pedro Leopoldo, nestled in the heart of Brazil's vast countryside. Born into poverty on April 2, 1910, Francisco Cândido Xavier was one of nine children in a struggling household where daily survival was a challenge. Life in early 20th century Brazil was harsh for the poor, and young Chico experienced suffering from an early age. His father, João Cândido Xavier, worked as a laborer, while his mother, Maria João de Deus, a devoted woman of faith, sought to instill in her children the virtues of kindness, prayer, and perseverance. Despite the family's struggles, Chico possessed an otherworldly sensitivity that set him apart. He was a frail child, small and delicate, yet within him burned an extraordinary force, a soul profoundly attuned to the spiritual world. From an early age, he experienced visions, heard voices, and saw spirits that others could not perceive. These supernatural encounters, far from being welcomed, were met with fear and resistance from those around him, including members of his own family. A boy tormented by the unseen. The first years of his life were filled with both suffering and extraordinary spiritual revelations. When he was just 5 years old, tragedy struck. His beloved mother passed away, leaving an immense void in his heart. The loss was devastating, and he and his siblings were temporarily separated, sent to live with relatives who could barely provide for them. Chico was placed under the care of his godmother, a deeply religious yet strict woman who saw his visions and mediumistic abilities as the work of the devil. As his spiritual perceptions intensified, so too did the cruelty he endured. He was often punished severely for speaking of the spirits who visited him, receiving lashings for what his godmother believed were dangerous delusions. Yet through his suffering, he found solace in something extraordinary, his mother's voice. She came to him from the beyond, reassuring him with a love that transcended death, telling him to be patient, to endure, and that God had a mission for him greater than he could yet understand. Faith that could not be broken. Even in the face of relentless hardship, Chico's faith remained unshaken. As he grew older, his connection to the spiritual world only deepened. He often withdrew to moments of solitude, where he would converse with unseen presences, absorbing wisdom that seemed to pour into him from another realm. Though he had little formal education, his intellect and intuition were astonishing, shaped not by traditional schooling, but by an innate spiritual knowledge that seemed embedded in his very being. His struggles also shaped his empathy. Having suffered cruelty, deprivation, and misunderstanding, he developed an immense compassion for the suffering of others. Despite being a child himself, he would go out of his way to comfort those in need, offering words of kindness and encouragement to anyone who crossed his path. It was as if he already understood, on a soul level, that his purpose was to be of service, to bring light to those who walked in darkness. The arrival of a spirit mentor. It was during his early years as a young man that he first encountered the presence that would change his life forever, the spirit Emmanuel. Unlike the spirits of loved ones who had visited him in childhood, Emmanuel was different. He was a towering force of wisdom and authority, an ancient teacher who carried with him the weight of profound knowledge. From their very first meeting, it was clear that Chico's mediumship was not simply an anomaly, it was a mission, a calling that had been prepared long before his birth. Emmanuel revealed that Chico had been chosen to serve as a bridge between the material and spiritual worlds, tasked with bringing forth messages that would transform the understanding of life after death. But before he could fulfill this sacred duty, there were three essential principles he had to follow: discipline, discipline, and more discipline. Chico was to devote his life entirely to the work of spirit, remaining humble, obedient, and unwavering in his commitment to the truth. The guidance of Emmanuel became his moral compass, a source of strength and clarity that would guide him through the trials to come. With the spirit mentor at his side, Chico began to write, and what poured forth from his hands would soon shake the foundations of spiritual thought, not only in Brazil, but across the world. The dawn of a prophetic mission. From a poor, frail child who endured suffering and scorn, Chico Xavier was now stepping into the light of his divine purpose. What had once been a burden of visions and voices was now becoming a gift, a sacred responsibility. The same spirits that had once frightened him as a boy were now his allies, his guides, his companions in the great work that lay ahead. Little did the world know that from this quiet town in Brazil, a humble man would redefine the boundaries between life and death, bringing forth revelations that would inspire millions. The first steps of his journey had been fraught with hardship, but his mission was only beginning. And soon, the world would listen.